From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry: if something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
2 days ago, the owner of the biggest and most influential microblogging site basically told the European Commissioner in charge of technology to go and F himself. It followed on from a highly inflammatory comments from the South African entrepreneur during race riots in Britain and his open support for one right-wing candidate over the other in the US presidential election. This behaviour is not news for my next guest, who's been warning about the unchecked power of big technology for years, including on this show. Dr. Johnny Ryan is the director of Enforce.ie at the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, who has a piece in today's Irish Times all about technology companies' use of the recommender system. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you tell us what the recommender system is?
Yes. When you're using a social platform like YouTube or Twitter or anything like that, TikTok, you're not just seeing the things that you choose to see and the things that your friends have chosen to share with you. Instead, there's a system operating behind the scenes, and it figures out what makes you tick, not necessarily what you're going to enjoy, right? What's actually going to please you, but what will keep you engaged. So often that means what will outrage you or make you experience self-loathing or hatred of someone else. And that system, it exists to keep you glued on your screen and scrolling, because the longer you spend tied to your screen, the more advertising space and time these platforms have to sell about you.
Now,
so that's the recommender algorithm.
And we do have power to do something about this, do we?
Yes, we certainly do. While the Taoiseach is showing a lot of energy on this general topic, the concern is, what will he do? He could follow one course, which is to focus on just so-called content moderation, taking things down. Well, we're urging him to take a more sophisticated approach. Of course, things that are immediately illegal, it doesn't matter if they're online or offline, they're just illegal, like threatening someone's life. That's illegal and it should not be published. It's the same for a newspaper. But on these digital platforms, things are a little bit different. If I was to publish something right now, Joe, that was illegal, right, if I did that, it would generally be lost in the deluge of all of the other things that are being published in that same instant on one of these platforms. Mm. There's just so much going up. What matters now is not just that something's published, but that the system, the algorithm, selects that piece of poison that I've put online, and it then drops it into the exact right ear of someone who's likely to be engaged by that piece of poison. So it's not about publications so much as artificial amplification. And we know this. We know this because some of the companies have said it. You may remember, I think we spoke before, about Francis Hagen, the now famous whistleblower
from Google.
Meta, yes.
Meta. Facebook, sorry.
And what she had done was she released some of their internal studies. And I'll give you a flavor of some of them. There were many. So one study found, if a person in the United States was consistently reading only vetted, named conservative news outlets like Fox News, Meta's own algorithm would start pushing into their feed extreme conspiracy content. And what Meta itself said to itself in some of these internal papers was, it's not practical for us to try to vet every single piece of content. We're not going to be able to. But at the very least, we should stop artificially, or as they said, unnaturally boosting it, unnaturally amplifying it. But they failed to do it because that's how they made money.
Now let's go back to Simon Harris, who in his passionate speech about a week ago said that he wants to make directors of tech companies personally liable. Is that possible?
I don't see why it wouldn't be. But, you know, the question is liable for what? So which piece of law should be used here is really part of the question. We made a decision, and when I say we, a collective we in the Western world, in the 90s, we made a decision to be very soft on the operators of these platforms. We said we wouldn't put on them the same burdens that are on a newspaper editor or a radio program publisher. And that's now the world we live in, right? There's a kind of a soft touch where they are not really responsible for what is published on their sites, as long as they have made no editorial decisions about that. However, I would suggest if you have a system that you have built and designed that does make those editorial decisions, like this algorithm, that changes that rule. Right. The second thing, and the second thing to say is, everything I've described is already illegal. It's plainly illegal under data protection law. So what we have is not so much a speech issue for Harris to solve, it's a data issue for Harris to see enforced. Let me just explain that, Joe, because it'll seem a bit strange. If you've built a system, you know, on your digital platform that tries to figure out what makes me tick and then tries to push my buttons to keep me engaged so that you can make money, what's happening there is I'm no longer the one who's deciding. I no longer have the freedom to decide really what I'm going to see. You're manipulating me. And for you to do that, you need to be using really intimate data about, you know, those things, you know, inside my character that are likely to engage me. And that kind of data is particularly strongly protected under the General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR. And what the GDPR says is, in Article 9, you're not allowed to use those data unless you've asked me, unless you've explicitly asked me, is this okay? We're going to warn you what we're going to do and the consequences. We're going to ask for your okay. And then before we do anything, we're going to have to come back to you and ask you to confirm that that's okay.
That latter stage doesn't happen, though, because everybody clicks accept all if they're especially lazy. Yeah, whatever.
None of it happens. Actually, I don't think any of it happens. There's none of that happening right now. Instead, these systems are allowed to operate by default. So what we really need to see from the government as it considers this problem is use of the data law against a very clear infringement of essential data law that has been, you know, often reaffirmed by Europe's highest court. So it's a job, actually, for the Data Protection Commission. You'll hear a lot about the Digital Services Act and Commission de Man, but really the big missing trick here is this is something for the DPC.
That they've had the power for quite a few years, but haven't used it yet. Is there a big battle about to start between Elon Musk and governments and supranational bodies like the EU?
Well, that remains to be seen. Let me say, this isn't just about Twitter. It's not just about Elon Musk. And this problem predates Elon Musk on Twitter. So is there a big battle about to happen between all of big tech? And if there is, it's actually Ireland where it must happen, because we have the responsibility across all of Europe to enforce this data law. So now we've got an energized Taoiseach who says he's going to lead on this. The question is he going to go down what we would suggest is the wrong track and focus just on taking stuff down, which in some cases is necessary, but in other cases may intrude on people's freedom of speech? Or will he take a more sophisticated approach, which at a stroke would solve a big part of this problem?
All right, Johnny, thanks so much for your time and expertise. That's Dr. Johnny Ryan, the director of enforce.ie at the Irish Council of Civil Liberties.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.